Hello.
Ooh. Ooh, we just did hello and sync.
Cool. Personal jinx.
Came out like a combined.
Nah, personal jinx, mate. Personal jinx. You're not allowed to talk.
We spoke at the same time, which means that we're both personal jinxed.
Yeah, but the first person is a personal jinx.
Well, yeah, but doesn't that only work if the other person doesn't say something else before you say it?
Yeah, you did say something after. Should I eat this?
Should you eat this? Yeah, mate, just...
I will.
You know, what's his face? Tony Abbott once ate an entire onion raw on live TV.
I've eaten these raw before.
With the skin?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I've normally had a few tequilas in me.
Yeah. Oh, a good tequila, lemon, and slime or lemon.
How would you pronounce this name here? That C word.
Calum?
Kiva, yeah, that's right.
Kiva.
Yeah.
Is that how it's meant to be said?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't get Kiva from that, mate. Like, I'm trying to stretch it.
Irish,
like what language?
Irish.
Oh, like Siobhan? Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Shioban is the worst name. Yeah, it looked like he was going through a red light, but it was just LSD mode.
I like how there's also another spelling of Siobhan that looks more normal.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's... I think so. Maybe.
I've only seen, like, the Shioban version.
Yeah, Shioban.
Yeah.
That one I can see Siobhan more than this going to Kiva.
The M, if it's got a V sound, like, that's all you need. M to V, and that's...
Yeah.
Kiva. Right? Kiva?
Kiva?
Kiva? Yeah. Kiva? Yeah, I can get that.
Interesting. Oh, little tidbit.
What's this one? Niamh. Niamh. Oh, switch to the chat. Oh, yeah.
That must be Kima? Nah, that'll be...
Neva?
Yeah. Neve. Boom.
There we are. So it must be that the M is like a V.
Yeah, N is V.
M is V. Oh, Siobhan has like an M in it. Oh, no, that's like a B. I don't know.
And H is just like an E.
Yeah, I have enough trouble with my last name. Skadoon. Everyone. Skadoon. Skadoon.
Oh, there was one. Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah, okay. Easy.
Good work. Glad someone's looking. Okay, we're going to take guesses today. Quick, get in before TVP.
11.
Okay. I don't know if he's going to let you share it today, TPP. Bus count. One. I'm going to go...
Before I even thought about it, man, I bet you there's going to be like fucking 20.
20.
But no, 12? I'm guessing 11.
I'm going to go 10. Whoever's closest wins. It's because last time I went like higher. And then
right, so now I'm sandwiched in the middle.
Yeah, that's what you get for taking 11. Last time I took a higher one and then it really got me. Sprang it on me. Sucked. Also, we're all good this time, yeah.
Project.
I'm paranoid. Last time I was in charge of the OBS computer, I fucked it up, so now I'm like paranoid.
What'd you do?
I remember last time I like didn't change the scene and then we spoke for ages and like the music and then we had to reset the music.
Yeah, we all do that sometimes. Well, you and I always do that sometimes.
Yeah.
No one else has really... Done it.
Lots of other people fuck up. And we were on time today as well.
Yeah, but not many people fuck up starting the bus factor. Like,
okay, grunted. How's your week been? Got any plans for the weekend? Any leaks near your house need fixing?
Yeah, I've got a occasional brewer session tomorrow.
What's that for people who don't know?
You do brewing.
Occasionally? Or
occasionally.
Often? Occasionally. So it's like homebrew, but it's at... A place where
they have all the equipment. So you go, they have all the equipment, all the ingredients. You just go and fucking mix some shit up.
So it's less like homebrew and more like pro brew.
Yeah, it's kind of like pro brew.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Fancy. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it a few times before.
And so this is your, like, you brew it this time and pick it up later, right?
Yeah, you brew it now and then in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Not like homebrew because it's a customs controlled area. Oh my God, that's literally what you were quoting at me over and over again. Do you know it's a customs controlled area? It's interesting. It's a customs controlled area. It's a customs controlled area. Did you know that's a customs controlled area?
Yeah.
It's interesting how it's a custom controlled area. Ugh. What are you doing?
Well, the URL wasn't obvious, so because it was cut off.
More obvious now.
Well, now you can see it all.
Oh, yeah, but now it's...
That looks
It's really a snaky boy. Weird. It's a snaky URL boy.
I think the font makes it harder to read as well.
Yeah, definitely, right? What font is that?
I'm not too sure. Yeah, that just looks like a foreign language.
No, I feel like I can normally read mirror text okay, but that one just looks real messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, if they're, if they're a true fan, they'll figure it out.
Occasional brewer is a customs controlled area.
Interesting, interesting.
You actually have to sign a customs waiver.
You can just waive away your rights? I wish I could do that.
I think it's like...
Can I sign a waiver and not pay customs duty and stuff on my items when I import them?
I think the waiver's basically saying you're not going to sell what you make.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that way it's classed... It's kind of classed as homebrew from the law perspective, but they don't call it homebrew.
Yeah, yeah. Is this like when you can't sell milk to people because you can't sell raw milk or whatever?
Is that a thing?
It's a thing in some places.
All right, then, yeah, it's probably
saying,
similar.
Yeah, you can't sell raw milk anymore. You got to pasteurize it. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but it's because people keep fucking killing people and stuff. You going to bring your beer in? I'll pay you for it. I'll give you some money for it.
You can buy some bottles off me.
Yeah.
Just bottles.
You hear that, customs? Did anyone hear that?
No, just bottles.
Oh, you mean no beer in it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was implied, but okay.
I mean, like, I might accidentally leave some beer in it.
Can you bring your bottles?
And the bottles I might sell for extreme markup.
Can you bring the bottles and, like, have them, like, do they give you bottles or what? What's the dealio?
Yeah, you can buy bottles there.
No, what I mean is, like, can you, like, bring in reused bottles?
Yep. Not this size. You want to have, like, a liter.
The real big ones.
Yeah.
Big boys.
I mean, you probably could fill it up with this, and you yeah.
Yeah. It always weirds me out how...
Get a lot of crown caps.
Yeah. It always weirds me out how...
Do you remember when you tried to pick up the microphone and you failed?
Yeah, it was you fucking blue-tacked it down. It was like before the show started, he like blue-tacked it down. And I went to... Oh, yeah, boy, let's count that. Blocking the fucking pedestrian crossing. He glued it down, and like I went to pick it up, and I just... You know when your brain's just like, something's wrong here. What's going on here?
Oh, it's so weird when that happens, because your brain's just like, this is something I've done so many times before. What's different? Yeah. Like,
and it feels heavy or something. You're like, why is the microphone heavy? This is strange. It's like when you... If you can convince someone that something is heavy...
We could, like, take it apart and, like, put weights inside.
Yeah, yeah, and then you pick
that
it up.
That would be real weird.
It's like the prank on The Office, right? Where he slowly fills up the foam with weights and then takes them all out and he waxes up. Oh, I'd love to do that. One of my favorite potential office pranks. I've done a few shitty office pranks in my time. Not, like, shitty like mean, just, like, not funny. But that would be my ultimate shitty office prank.
We don't really do office pranks here, though.
We've had a few office prank periods where we have done pranks with each other. But the problem is they escalate. Office pranks in this office escalate something awful.
Yeah.
And then eventually you just come in and like, oh, your shit's fucked up. And you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to get back at him. I'm going to get back at him. I'm going to reform into his computer and install Gentoo. There we are. Count him again. Fuck yeah. That's why they call us unfair against bus drivers factor.
Do you reckon we'll get three? Oh my God, is there like an airport flyer stuck at the start?
I can't see an airport flyer stuck at the start.
Because they're not moving.
You mean at the back?
No, like at the front, like airport flyers just blocking. Like they're having their
blocking
10-minute
cycle
break.
Too. Yeah. What? Oh yeah, was he in the advanced?
Like they're still
bus?
Not moving. I reckon there's like some bus that has broken down. Oh my God, maybe a bus has broken down.
There's a 7 that's still picking up people, it looks like. It's a little bit hard to tell from here, but there's like a 7, like 3 buses ahead of, well, 2 buses ahead of what you can see. But it's got its lights on. It could be. I can see its left indicator going, right? You see the left indicator going?
Yeah. Oh, there's a beep. They're angry.
Does that mean someone's trying to go around? Or does that mean the bus is just like, get the fuck out of the way? I want to count up 3 times. Oh, yeah, fucking there we are.
Yeah.
Woo, lucky. Well, I feel like this is really not advantaging myself with my guess of 10. But,
oh, God, this is amazing.
Number 1 for blocking bus, blocking the lights. He could also go forward probably enough to...
He could go forward, so it's not like... Blocking.
Seven still is not letting people go past. Thing is, if a bus has broken down, it's so hard to convince all those cars over there to like let the bus go, because they don't give a shit. They're just like, fuck you. Fuck you, got mine.
Well, like one of the reasons we have such congestion is because of the cars.
Yeah, I guess so.
If we get rid of the cars and only have buses.
Yeah.
This city would probably run real smoothly.
No, the city would run real unsmoothly, but I see what you're saying. The buses would run smoothly. But you know what else makes the buses run smoothly? No people. Get rid of the people real smooth as well.
Oh, he reversed up.
He's reversing.
God,
is he trying to go around?
Oh, my God. He's got to overtake, but, like, not this one?
Because this guy, look, his indicator's on. His indicator's on to pull out.
You saw it here first.
He's reversing. He's reversing. They're all reversing a little bit by a little bit.
Oh, my God.
They must have broken down. Should we like open the window and stick out? Oh, what about, can you, if you go through like those, like those windows, can you see further out?
Yeah, I'll have a look.
He's just going over to see if he can see what's happening. Because like the 7's still just there, but I can't. You've trapped me a little bit, but I think it's okay.
That's right. You deserve to be trapped.
Still got his mic.
Yeah, he's got his double hazard lights on.
That's
now.
84 though. Are you talking about the 7?
Yeah, the 7 also has the double hazards.
Because 84's also got double hazards. Why?
Oh, yeah, 84 has the double hazards. Right, so the 7 and the 84, the two buses probably we can't see on the stream.
Block 4 coming up. Oh, have we had 4 yet? I've been not fucking paying attention.
Oh, yeah, if the lights change, we probably block. Because he reversed as well.
Yeah, he's like worse now. Look, all these buses coming this way. Oh, they're all fucked. I want to know what's causing it.
It looks like there's two broken down buses.
Oh my god,
this one. Yeah.
Oh, we're counting it. Yeah, we're counting it.
Well, there's like the airport flyer and the blocker. Is that 4 or 5
though? Oh, did the airport flyer go through the other direction?
Yeah, the airport flyer went through.
Fuck yeah, let's count that. Orange runner. Yeah. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, there's two buses broken down.
84 turned his hazards off. Also, so the reference, we can see number 1 is blocking the lights. That's followed by a number that I can't actually tell. We can't see what it is. And then out in front of that's 84. And then in front of that is 7, which is a double decker.
7 and 84 have the hazard lights
no,
on.
No. 84 turns its hazards off.
Oh,
so did 7. It's going. It's moving. 7's moving.
Oh my God, are we going?
We got it.
Oh, this guy's doing it. This guy's doing it. Number one's doing it.
No, he's not.
He pulled out. Look at it. Yeah.
He's pulling back in.
He crossed those double yellows.
He did, which is illegal, but... Whew. That took a while, didn't it?
Damn, fucking 6 buses already.
I feel like I'm all congested now. Whoa. I'm going to take some pills, clean me out. Fuck off, that guy. Okay.
Did you get the impression that guy there?
Look at him.
Yeah.
I thought he was about to go.
Oh, wow, yeah. It looked like he'd kind of just fallen asleep. Like, yeah, there's something happening.
Yeah. I wonder what it was.
I don't know. Yeah, they kind of just kept going.
Yeah, well, eventually, but...
Oh, man, that looked like they were going to overtake. There probably wasn't quite enough space.
Yeah. Because, like, the guy backed up, and then the bus behind him backed up, and they all backed up and just made slightly more space, right? But it didn't actually...
What they really need to do is one of the bus backs up, and then all the buses in front of it go forward as much as they can.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look, he knew. He knew he wouldn't fit, so he didn't do it.
What I wonder is how many buses are in this queue that have just been waiting here for a quarter of an hour because of like.
Yeah, it was about like 4 cycles or something, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty decent. Okay, should we head up some news or something? Let's start with some bus news today because we've just been talking about buses.
You been to North Carolina, mate?
North Carolina.
That's just north of South Carolina.
Don't think I've ever been to North Carolina. Take me home, North Carolina.
Yeah, that one. So, there's a school bus there.
Okay.
And some lady was picking up her son because her son was being bullied.
Yeah, on the bus.
Yeah, well, at school, maybe, on the bus, maybe. It didn't really say. Bit ambiguous. So, she turned up to pick him up from the bus stop.
Yep.
With an automatic rifle, just because that's what you do.
To be honest, I wouldn't pick on the kid whose mum brought a fucking a gun to the bus stop.
I know, right?
It would work. I would stop. Not that I picked on anyone at school anyway.
Apparently she was scaring off coyotes on her property, which was close to the bus stop. And that's why she had a like random rifle on her.
And she just happened to be in view of the bus when her kid walked home. And yeah, I mean,
seemed a bit weird.
I can definitely understand parents who want to protect their children. Not sure that's. Oh, are we going to count them? We're going to count them?
Yeah, I'll count them.
Let's count them. We haven't had many like proper red light runners, but still. I can understand wanting to protect your child. Not that I'm a parent, but I imagine. Don't know if that's the right way to do it. Funny, though.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my first story. It's like pretty short.
Yeah, well, I can take one.
Some lady brought a fucking automatic rifle to a bus stop.
Do you know Encapsula?
I do.
Owned by Imperva?
I do. I mean, it's basically used for all of government, right?
All the government in New Zealand, yeah, it's fucked. They are my second least favourite company. Do you know who number one is?
I think we're not allowed to talk about number one, right?
No, it's not that. It's not that company. Like, genuinely, that's how bad these two companies are, is that they're not even ones that we are restricted from talking about. Because,
all right.
Do you know what it is?
You're number one. I'm not too sure.
I'll give you a hint and say it's not someone we work with here, okay? And that, well, it's not someone we work with often here. Like, it's nothing. No one that, like, would matter for any business.
I just don't know.
I'll give you a clue. They're international.
Is it Google?
Nope.
Is it Microsoft?
Nope.
Is it Apple?
You're in, like, the right ballpark, but nope.
Is it Facebook?
International company, New Zealand. It is an international company. It is an international business.
Facebook?
Nope.
Twitter?
Nope.
LinkedIn?
Nope. Why are these the worst? Companies? Like, this one's real bad. I don't know if "company" is the right word, but yeah, like this one's real bad. They're a vendor. They're not. It's not like
Amazon.
It's not like Facebook. No, it's like a vendor. You know, like they not like
a
merchant. No, it's not digital. Okay, I'll give you one clue. One guy asks clue. They're international. They're a business, and they make machines. Come on. Someone's got to get that one, or potentially I've just like messed up the joke. But IBM, that's it. International Business Machines.
Yeah,
that's what it
I
is.
Get it,
IBM.
I get it.
They're international. They made their business. Yeah, that was the joke. No, fuck off. IBM rules. They are my least favorite company. Now, to be fair, I don't think everyone who works at IBM sucks. The problem is when you have to work with IBM, it's like,
when did you have to work with IBM?
They've been a vendor at the last two places I've worked heavily. They work with a lot of banks, right?
No.
Did anywhere with banks?
Did they make some machines?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not naming clients, but I'm just saying that, you know. Sorry, what were you saying? They're the worst. They're the worst company anyway. They're the worst.
Did they build any machines for you?
Yeah. Yeah, they've done a bad job of it. But my second least favorite company in the world is Encapsula, or rather Imperva, who run Encapsula.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them beyond their Encapsula work, and it is horrible. Do you know they once took down their entire platform? So they run like essentially Cloudflare. They once took that down, that entire platform, because someone published a page rule that had a syntax error in it, and it just took everything down. Yeah. That's how.
Someone else, didn't JCard do something like that?
Maybe, but I think there's a big difference between JCar going down.
Oh,
and
yeah,
a
I know.
Cloudflare computer.
But it was JCar or PB Tech or something. You got like an email and you went to it and like their site was just down and it had like syntax errors.
Maybe. I've definitely seen sites like that before. I don't know off the top of my head. AS400 for life. Yeah, well, you know, back in the days, but as a vendor. Yeah, anyway, the story is that Imperva, the piece of shit company that it is, I probably shouldn't cuss out companies so much. This is a personal opinion. They got hacked somehow and leaked a bunch of creds. So if you use...
Whoa!
Yeah, I know, right? Surprise, surprise, piece of shit company who can't manage their servers and constantly gets shit taken down and is incompetent,
so
lost creds.
If you live in New Zealand and have a government that uses Encapsula?
It's only an issue for people who have like admin logins to the WAF.
Right.
So government organizations, sucks to be them. Oh, wouldn't it be good to get a copy of that dump? But no, as someone who uses websites that are hosted with Encapsula, not a problem. For more details, Brian Krebs has a write-up. I'd say go check out what he had to say. But it was pretty small. I don't know. This shit. I hate him. Anyway, you got any other news story?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Hit me with your best shot.
How many hours do you work a day, Stephen?
My boss can hear me. I don't want to answer.
Nah, he's busy.
Okay. How many hours do I work a day? Oh, depends on the day. I'd say anywhere from, zero on days I don't work. I'd say on days I work, 2 to 12. Between 2 and 12, averaging around 7 or 8.
All right.
What about you? What'd you say?
probably about the same.
About the same, yeah. 2 to 12.
Well, I average 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I don't do 2 to 12. Nah.
What do you do?
I probably do like 7 to 9.
7 to 9, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Some days I just don't feel like working, so I just stop. But yeah.
How much would you get paid for that average of 8 hours a day?
Salary. So I get over 6 figures. Wait, 6? Is that the right number?
Oh, like in terms of hours.
What do you mean in terms of? Oh, you mean how many of the hours I work do I get paid for?
Yeah. Out of the average of 8.
Yeah, it's a tough question, right?
8?
Well, so it's not an easy question to answer, especially since like I check emails at home, right?
Yeah.
Check emails at home. I think the average study basically says like there is a certain amount you just don't get paid for. It's a form of wage theft. My guess is I get paid for about, you know, 7.9 out of 8, I'd say, on average.
All right. So if you were a bus driver, how many hours do you think you'll work a day?
What does work a day mean? Because don't they fuck with the schedules real bad?
Yeah. So, I mean, the gist is, we've talked about it, like, heaps before, but, like, I don't know, there's more news about it.
Yeah.
They work 11 hours a day. They have like a 4-hour break in the middle of the day, so they only really get paid like
seven hours. Yeah, but they like can't do shit for it, right? Like, People would think that the bus driver, the bus factor doesn't like bus drivers.
I feel real sorry for them. Yeah, like, go on like a real big, meaningful strike. Like, just don't work. Like,
yeah. It's like when they strike,
if we literally had no bus drivers in Wellington,
Maybe the council would get off their ass and do something. Yeah. Then, yeah.
But like,
it's pretty close to it. But the problem is, we're slowly bleeding down lower and lower.
Oh,
and
man, I think there was a number. Yeah, I'll look up what the number is.
You need to do it like all at once for it to matter, right? Oh, look at that person going into the advanced bicycle stop box. That's bullshit.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's against the law, buddy. You'd be fined for that, and you wouldn't be fined. You'd be fined dead.
I did get an email there.
About what? What are you looking up?
How many bus drivers there are in Wellington?
Oh, who cares?
The bus factor cares.
Okay, fair enough. Are we going to do the election special?
Do you want to?
I can't tell yet. It depends how I feel that week. But if we are going to do it, we should email them with a bunch of questions so we can discuss them, so we have something to talk about.
There's approximately 500 bus drivers region-wide. 500. That's like not many at all.
Isn't it? How many are in Auckland? Like, more, obviously, but
I don't know.
Because, believe me, Hamilton would not have 500. Waikato would not have 500.
And currently, we're short 54 full-time drivers. Yeah. Oh, mate, that feels real weird. I'm not going to crash.
You make it sound like I'm doing some dodgy shit to you. How do you stop it? I stopped it.
Oh, that feels even weirder. It's going the other way. Oh.
he's got a motorized up and down desk. That's all that's happening.
Just don't wear it out. Remember, it's got a like DOS condition.
DOS condition. It overheats. That's the DOS condition.
Yeah, and then you can't use it for like 8 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's like a timer. It's kind of
and it might be like mid fucking thing.
Yeah, mid up and down.
Yeah, so regional council are short 54 full-time drivers and also 14 part-time drivers.
So it's like 10%, right? 500 drivers, 50 missing. That's 10%. Yeah, that's a decent amount.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
Fucking. A double-decker, did we count it as two?
No, we never have. Oh, I suppose we have once or twice, maybe.
Have we? On purpose?
Oh, I think we debated it.
I think we joked about it. Yeah. I don't know if we've ever like said that was. But that's such an empty bus.
So 10% of bus drivers in Wellington just don't exist.
Yeah, that's not great.
Like fucking the other 90% should just fucking go on strike.
I'm just glad that it's all they've admitted fault for what they did. The PTOA model is being revised, and we're not going to deal with this much longer.
Yeah, I'm glad of that.
The PTOAM is still going forward.
Do you know
the
tomorrow
council hasn't a bit
there'll
of
be zero cancelled buses?
Oh, zero. Well, they're not cancelled.
To be honest.
They're temporarily suspended, mate.
Tomorrow, there might actually be zero cancelled buses. I don't know how many they cancel on the weekends.
Yeah. I feel like they still cancel them on the weekend. I feel like I've looked at catching a bus and been like, nah, fuck that.
Do you remember that time that schools were on strike?
Yeah.
And instead of...
We talked about this. I think it's legit that they kept the buses going.
I know. I'm just salty at them.
Because what's the other news story? Yeah, I know for a fact, not for a fact, I'm pretty sure that if they hadn't run the buses and kids had been left stranded at bus stops, you would have been like, meh, 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 dish bad.
Oh, there was something about kids actually recently.
Was it another masturbating bus driver?
No, it was a Wellington kids story about something.
About something.
Oh, I'll see if I can try and remember.
Oh, a sneaky bus over there. Look at him edging forward.
Oh, I just remember that guy that just pushed it down on the thing.
When the lights went green for magicians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so I've looked at our new office.
Okay.
Potential new office.
Yeah, because they're like, we're definitely moving in. And then I keep hearing these stories being like, yeah, well, shit's gone fucked, so.
We're a bit high, but.
420!
We might have a couple of possibilities. One might not be that great because we're too high, but the other might be quite good.
I'm not worried about that, mate.
And they won't know where we are.
Is it like a hidey hole, is it?
Well, kind of. Like the angle we will have, it could be literally any building.
Well, it could be any building. That makes no sense to me.
So say we're looking at this intersection,
yeah,
and we could have a camera like in the Majestic or like
they could just look at this view that we're showing.
Oh yeah, yeah. But like say we had one in the Majestic, it would be from high up, from far away.
Okay, so you're saying there's a lot of buses where okay.
Yeah. So
we can't zoom properly with this camera, right?
We will have to find a way.
We have to get a new camera.
We will just have to find a way.
Get a real long boy. We could always switch to the HDMI capture thing.
We could put like a magnifying glass in front of it.
Oh no, we can't. I will not let you do that. We could just go to the HDMI capture.
Would that even work?
Not a magnifying glass, but you could attach an external lens to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it had to be like a fancy little magnifying glass. Or do you reckon we could kind of look how close he went? He knew we were watching.
Nah, we'll give him.
Let him. Yeah. Yeah. He squished up real close to the bus in front of him.
So. Like I don't think he can get any closer.
Not without touching. His bike rack is like.
Right yeah, I reckon that's the closest you can get.
That's tight, man. Not like that's, you know, that's tight. I mean, like, it's just tight. It's, you know what I mean. Okay, what's next? Do you know about the Time Cube?
The Time Cube? That's off that movie, isn't it?
No, that's the Tesseract. Is that what you're thinking of?
Nah, Time Cube.
What one?
I don't know. Time Cube.
Is that the one where the teenagers kill a guy?
Maybe. Damn. We start watching the new season of 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, well, okay, hang on.
No spoilers,
but the book finished. She's dead. I don't get it. What's the angle?
Yeah. Second season was the trial.
The trial. Okay, yeah, that's not a bad way of doing it. Okay.
Third season is...
There's a third season.
Yeah. The aftermath of the trial.
Oh, okay. Did that guy do the school shooting yet?
Yeah, it's in the third season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's kind of alluded to real fucking heavily in the first episode that there might be a shooting.
In the first episode of season 3?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the last episode of season 1 was like him like buying a shit ton of guns. And you're like,
oh, yeah.
That kid's about to do a school shooting.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, interesting. What was I watching? New season of Dark came out. You seen Dark? The German one. Quite good, actually.
Mm.
It's kind of like Stranger Things, if Stranger Things wasn't for, like, children.
Yeah.
Which, and I know people are saying, well, Stranger Things isn't for children. Compared to Dark, it is. Dark is quite, you're like...
Dark.
So the first season of, like, Stranger Things, they're like, the kids are playing Dungeons and Dragons together and they have to fight a monster.
Holy shit. Like, imagine watching Stranger Things as a kid. You would have nightmares.
Nah. Oh, I'm not a kid and I honestly don't interact with kids, so...
As an old... kid might be good.
Yeah,
I actually
fine.
Oh, I can't remember what horror movie it was, but like there was some horror movie on
that you watched when you were a kid
on TV, and I was like, I don't know, maybe like 10 or something, and I watched it, and someone got beheaded.
Oh, shit!
And Dad was also watching it. He got more freaked out than me. He was like, oh. I was like, yeah, fucking beheading.
Yeah, first episode of Dark. The school kids, you're like, oh, this is like Stranger Things. The school kids go and find a stash of drugs and start selling it And I'm like, oh shit, this is not like Stranger Things. These kids are hardcore kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, wait. Anyway, Time Cube.
Time Cube.
The old, what are they called? Time AI. The guy who was like, Time AI, quantum encryption with Tesseract prime numbers, quantum field theory. Some dude was selling some snake oil at Black Hat. I want to know your opinion on this one.
He purchased
a sponsorship for Black Hat.
Yep.
He did his sponsor tour, which was bullshit. So Black Hat said, we're removing everything. We're removing all references to your talk. He's suing them because violation of contract.
Yep.
Who do you think, two questions, who do you think will win the court case? Who do you think should win the court case?
Well, I think it shouldn't have got to a court case. I think, like, just they shouldn't have been sponsoring talks.
Like, yeah, talks should never be sponsored.
Yeah,
if you accept money for a talk, you've already thrown away all of your possible...
They should have accepted sponsorship but not offered a talk slot. They should only offer talk slots based on good quality talks.
That's not how they work. Blackhead doesn't do that.
Blackhead's interesting. So because of that... Potentially they'll win.
Black Hat, Time Cube. Yeah.
Just because...
They'll win. How could they not win this?
Yeah.
They paid money to have a service delivered.
Black Hat might change their model from like...
Hell yeah, they will. But I reckon they're going to settle, right? They'll probably just settle out of court.
Here's
$10 million, shut the fuck up.
And... I'll be interested to see how many sponsors there are next year.
Yeah, like whether it makes a dent. Because like the thing is, right now, if you were wanting to sponsor Black Hat and you're like, oh, by the way, there's a chance that if Black Hat doesn't like your talk, they'll just pull it.
Yeah.
And all your sponsorship is worth nothing. Like that's the current risk if you want to sponsor Black Hat.
We've got some LSD.
It's really bad. The LSD is bad today, isn't it? Oh, such a red light running car.
I like how I had to find the camera using Nmap.
Oh, yeah, because the IP addresses are all messed up. Hey, look, all the buses have calmed down. It's 5:30, but it's got the buses of a...
All the buses have gone. There was that massive...
We haven't had buses for ages.
Maybe
they're rerouting them.
Oh, no.
Are they rerouting them? We haven't had a bus for ages, right? When was the last time we had a bus?
I'll go to Twitter.
I'm just trying to think.
No, what's best?
Bus is going this way. No, maybe we just haven't been paying attention. It could be that.
I'll go to this app and like just click on my stop and see. Can you see any people waiting?
Yeah, there's not too many. Like, it's not an excessive amount for the stop. I think buses have been coming. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention.
Delays traveling by Wall Street. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Oh, that's such an annoying. They fucking roadworks on the number 3 route. No, they're here. They are. Here they are. Must just be not many buses running red lights or coming through at the moment.
Oh yeah, we got some buses. Cool.
Okay. But wouldn't that be real frustrating if they rerouted them? I mean, for the bus, people trying to catch it as well, but also for us, of course, trying to talk about it. Anyway, let's take another news story. What you got for us?
Me?
Yes.
Fuck, I hate Twitter search.
Well, what's that news story about? Maybe they're stopping at reads further down. Yeah. Maybe they're not right.
Oh, yeah, there was some trains cancelled the other day.
Oh, yeah?
But they didn't tweet about it.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that Ben was on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did list it on their website, though. They just didn't tweet. I think it's fine, personally. I mean, I think if you're gonna either be consistent or not, but...
I think every time something happens, they just do something different.
Yeah.
And not
everything. Oh, we tweeted about it. But what about this thing? Just, we didn't do that.
Just do everything. Yeah. Like, sometimes they'll tweet, but not tell people at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just retarded. Like, you can't expect everyone to have Twitter and actually be looking at it all the time.
Yep. Is that the news story, or is that...
No, the news story was, have you been to London?
No, never been to London.
Yeah, I've been to London.
I've never even been to Europe, dude.
I've actually been to London and caught a night bus, which is part of the story.
The night bus?
Yeah, the night bus.
They call it the night rider in Hamilton?
I've got a Hamilton story coming up as well.
Oh, I love Hamilton stories.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a long story.
Do we have night buses here? We really don't,
Yeah,
right?
We do.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go around then.
They work. Sometimes they're cancelled.
Classic.
Which, That is worse, I reckon.
Yeah, where you're like waiting to get home. Yeah. Bus cancelled.
Oh, when's the next one? Tomorrow morning.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay.
Well. I feel like, yeah, we'll carry on anyway. Tell the news.
Yeah, so I had to catch a night bus. I actually had to catch two night buses, but I was falling asleep, so we just got out and caught an Uber and fell asleep in the Uber.
Yep, yep. A little more secure.
Yeah, we were like...
That cyclist just went through a red light.
Yep. Count them. But did you know...
Sorry.
1 in 6 London bus drivers...
Oh, I did read this. Yeah, yeah.
...admit to falling asleep at the wheel.
That's so bad. 1 in 6.
Not just...
Wait, while working? Or just
while working, at the wheel.
That's
literally
real fucked, right?
Wheel.
1 in 6.
There were some more stats.
And it's how
that.
Many admit to it as well.
Yeah. So they did a poll.
Oh,
of,
fucking easy, mate. Easy.
Bit over one... Man, he went real slowly through there. Yeah, bit over 1,000 drivers out of 25,000.
Ooh, do you reckon they cherry picked them? Or like, do you reckon these were like the night drivers or something? 1 in 6 seems high, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So they could have been cherry picked.
So more than 1 in 3 had a close call because of tiredness in the past year.
Yeah, I can see that.
1 in 20 said they were at least one fatigue-related accident.
Yeah, I can see that one as well. But the falling asleep thing, I don't know. I never fall asleep while doing other stuff. I just go to bed, though my job's pretty flexible.
So there was one in... there was one in New Zealand.
You're talking about the Auckland thing?
Yeah, was that in Auckland?
They did some... They put cameras up in Auckland.
Yeah, they put cameras, and the cameras were, like, tampered with by the drivers.
Yeah, so the cameras were watching drivers, and the idea was if they were detected they were distracted, it would, like, buzz, make a noise, vibrate the seat.
And they
turned them away. The drivers turned them away. So
yeah, we talked about it last week, didn't we? They were, like, reading books.
Did we talk about it?
I thought we did. They were, like...
I think we just... someone linked it around. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, so, like... They were literally reading... Oh, yeah, that's right. It was in our chat. Yeah, yeah, they were, like, reading books while driving.
Yeah.
Texting, you know, falling asleep sometimes.
Yeah, but the turning cameras away is really weird to me because how was that not a punishable offence?
Yeah, Auckland bus drivers' use of cell phones at the wheel, alarming.
Yeah. But, like, the alarming thing for me isn't the use of cell phones at the wheel. It's the turning camera away. How is that not more alarming?
Yeah.
Because those are only the people who didn't turn the camera away. So what were the people who did? It's like...
Damn, this guy's using his phone and a notebook.
It's impressive. It's like, you know, when the cops are like, oh, sorry, all the cameras malfunctioned. I'm like, right, every single one of you is being stood down for the next year without pay.
The results of the trial were likely underreported as the cameras were often found to be angled away from the drivers.
Yeah.
Super fucked.
How, yeah, that should, yeah, I know, that should get more punishment than using the device, I reckon. Now, that being said, like, I don't like being spied on, right? Like, if someone wanted to install something on my computer to watch my screen, I'd be like, hell no, thank you. Oh, is this the deaf one?
Yeah, I haven't actually read this one.
Well, okay, we finished that first story, right?
Yeah.
1 in 6 London. So take another one.
All right.
You haven't read this one?
Yeah, I haven't read this one.
It's a bit of a weird story.
If you know it, take it.
I know a little bit of it. So a woman was on a bus that had an incident and...
given no support.
Crashed, yeah. And then the bus driver was kind of... I presume he like said something. Hey, is everyone okay? Everyone was like, yeah, I'm okay. But of course, as a deaf person, you're like, what the fuck is going on? I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And so she... And then she got off the... This is the thing. Got off the bus, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't take off. Went to get on the next bus, like a replacement bus, and didn't have any money because she didn't take off the last bus.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to explain to the driver, and the driver was just like, no, you don't have the money. Get off. And
oh,
so
wow.
She was stuck, like, unable to get home.
My blind friends had quite a few issues with buses.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I don't know. Be blind. I definitely recommend it.
What do you have?
What do I have? What's next?
Sounds steamy.
Yeah, Steam. So, you know, Valve, Steam, got some local privilege escalation. You know, whew. Did you hear about the bug bounty drama? He reported some bugs on it.
Story or?
No, just that one.
Right, yeah.
He reported some bugs to Valve being like, hey, Linux local privilege escalation. And they banned him from They're not allowed to report any more bugs.
What?
So he's like, okay, this is a bit strange. I'll just drop my Linux, my privacy bugs publicly. And so he dropped a bunch publicly, and everyone's like, what the fuck, Valve? Like, you should don't do this. And they were like, it was a mistake to ban him. We shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, like, why are they banning him? Oh, you found an issue in our bug bounty.
Yeah.
We'll ban you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like,
yeah.
What's the point of the bug bounty if not for getting issues?
I know, right? Steam is such a bad piece of software as well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone who, like, does security research on Steam is like, just bad. Just bad. That's all, like, local stuff, but still.
Yeah, it's still, like, not great, though.
Yeah, luckily no one installs Steam on servers they use for work. Oh, wait, where's our Vive? Where's our Vive slash important cracking rig that contains passwords?
Yeah,
for
but
everyone?
We used a different hard drive and operating.
Different hard drive, yeah.
Didn't you find a sweet fucking bug with that? Boom. You did find a bug.
And what? And what?
Unicode characters, mate.
Not oh, really and Windows.
Bug. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We set the Windows login name to Unicode Snowman. And you know what was weird? Steam worked.
Yeah, Steam worked.
A bunch of games worked.
Minecraft that
didn't. Minecraft didn't work. Oh, and the reason Minecraft didn't work is because Java doesn't support.
Yeah, that's right.
Java doesn't support it.
Yeah.
Then there was also some games in Steam that didn't work as well. But it was real annoying because we forgot about it. It was working. We forgot about it. Went to launch Minecraft. Doesn't work. Why isn't Minecraft working? What's going on here? And then so we had to create up a second account. And then it was like, oh, okay. So next time we are not going to call.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Next time we're just not going to do it. 10. Okay. Well, I think we're about done for today.
Nah, mate. So, we've got a lot more stories.
No, I think
Hamilton had a strike or a stop work action on Wednesday.
Yeah, whole day. Because I like it when they do it just in the middle.
The article
of the day.
Sent to us by our reporter on the street was talking about a stop action meeting planned for Wednesday.
And this was the old Wednesday.
The Wednesday that's just passed. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't actually know what's happened.
Oh, unfortunate. Are they striking for wages or what?
What else would they be striking for?
Bad working hours.
Yeah, I suppose.
Overworked, not enough breaks.
Yeah, yeah.
That happened here.
Wages and everything else.
Yeah. I think there's only one bus operator in Hamilton, which makes
bus
it a bit easier.
It.
Yeah. Bus it one way, oh, bus
oh my
it
God,
return.
That song was
bus
amazing.
Bus it one way, or bus it return. We need to set it up as our closing one day.
Yeah, we could
everybody
do. Oh, we should hit
it
up PLO.
Everybody bust it. Every day. I've got a beer.
All right.
Hey, we'll do a news story before you go. Oh, you've got
nothing.
I literally just did. This one's about bug bounties. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. Shall I do another one? Or, I don't know.
Hang on. I've got one here that doesn't. Okay, go get a beer. Be quick about it. I'll do one of the bus stories that like doesn't involve something you'll be interested in. He's being real slow about it. As a joke. Frustrating. So Microsoft, right? Yeah, you should take the recycling. Microsoft has released data on multi-factor authentication stats again. So I don't know where they get their sources from. I guess Office 365 is their primary online service that people use. They used to have Hotmail, which is now live or something, which I think is integrated with Office 365 at this point. Anyway, they have their little services, some of which include... Oh, they have Azure as well, don't they? Which is kind of part of Office 365 now. And they basically did a thing saying that if you enable multi-factor authentication, you will be protected against 99.9% of automated attacks, which is weird. And I wasn't entirely sure how they came up with that number because we've seen people get a little more fancy with their 2FA attacks where they... once you fill in the password, it'll check for 2FA, and if it does give you a form of 2FA, you fill it in and they'll proxy it. But the thing is, if someone doesn't have 2FA, that won't trigger, which makes it seem like the attack would have been blocked. You get what I'm saying? Imagine if you go to attack someone, you know they don't have 2FA, so you deploy an attack that doesn't bypass 2FA.
Yep.
That was easy, fucking easy.
Yeah, that's
easy.
Real easy.
Okay. So then Microsoft reports, oh, that attack would have been blocked by 2FA. But no, because if you had 2FA, maybe the attacker would have just done the 2FA bypass. Yeah, what's up?
When we set up phishers
that
have 2FA,
yeah,
do we detect whether individual users have 2FA?
Oh, no, it's real complicated.
Because, yeah, that would be tricky.
Well, the other thing is most clients don't care. Like, we know before we go into it, do they enforce 2FA? And if they do, we just say, well, why are we bothering to fish then?
Yeah, I suppose our fishers are more, can we get anything?
Yeah, like, more about measuring education.
End-to-end to actually see if we can get in.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But this job, we want to?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. But yeah, the tooling to do it is, like, pretty common. I just think, I'm curious about this 99.9 number, because up until very recently... Perhaps even to this day, there is no unfishable 2FA on Azure. Did you know that? Every 2FA option on Azure is 100% fishable.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous. But they say 99.9, and I'm just thinking, well, maybe you don't actually know, because maybe just no one enables it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, fishing's come a long way. Like, I remember when 2FA, like, kind of first became a thing, and, like, people were just like, oh, fishing, just it's impossible.
Yep. Can you imagine if you
went
around...
And then someone kind of was like, it's possible. Like, you just like,
do it.
You send do it real time. Like,
Yeah.
They put it in, you submit it, then they get a token, you submit it, and like, boom. Like,
yep.
Real fucking time. Like,
it's just tooling, right? It's more effort than it's worth for a lot of people.
I mean, the U2F kind of...
It completely bites. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, if someone's using U2F... Can't fish him.
But Azure doesn't have U2F.
It has the click prompt fishable, numbers fishable, text not fishable.
The click prompt?
Yeah, when it pops up on your phone being like,
Yeah.
Do you ever think...
Is that fishable? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that it'd be amazing to take all the knowledge you have now, tools as well, maybe just take your laptop, go back in time by 15 years or 20 years and wreak fucking havoc on the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had a copy of Metasploit. Yeah. You had a copy of Metasploit. You don't even need the Metasploit. Just take the little fishing tools. Can you imagine if like mainstream fishing was like real popular 20 years ago? But people would be destroyed. It'd be amazing. Oh.
People would be so confused. And people were like real friendly back then.
Yeah.
Like real friendly.
Easy, mate. Easy. Okay, one other news story here I want to get cranked out was that, do you see that Google Play security, which is it? Is this a team at Google?
Google Play Security Rewards Program. So.
Okay, that's the name of a program at Google.
Yeah.
So they are expanding their scope to include any app with 100 million plus installs. And I believe I saw somewhere this includes Chrome extensions, because that's technically part of Google Play. Someone said this. I'm not 100% sure.
No, I think that's under a different program.
Okay.
This one is entirely just apps on the...
Just on apps on the Google Play Store. Well, still...
You can't hear anything. Click it. Ah.
Is it...
Man, that's real confusing because it's the same font over there, but not there.
Oh, yeah. Weird. Hi, Pepe. So, interesting, right? If you have a popular app, maybe Google will start paying out for bucks.
Yeah, so they only pay for like issues with the apps themselves. So like if you can get kind of bypasses in the local app and like get into the file system or something like that.
How do you even hack an app?
Yeah, like, I looked at it.
Another one.
This is one. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Who wins now? TPP. TPP wins.
Yeah, I picked 11.
Yeah. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
What was I saying?
About the bugs in the apps.
Yeah, bugs in the apps. So, like, you can't get bounties for, say, if there's a bug with the backend service, which is, like, I would call it a bug with the app in general, but it's not, like, the app.
Yeah, it's not the part they care about.
Yeah, pretty much. Because it's Google caring, not the...
Yeah, this is developer caring. Yeah, I did hear this includes Chrome installs that are real popular, but potentially that's a different program.
Yeah, I mean Google's got like a bunch of different programs. Yeah. They do real well with bug bounties. I've done some. Yeah. It was weird. They pay with wire transfer. I was
like, ooh, a bit old fashioned.
I was just like, how does this work?
Pop it in my fucking PayPal, mate. Just send it over.
I was just like, how does this work? And I think I had
you go to your bank and you're like, someone wants to wire transfer me. Could you help me with that?
Yeah.
And then they're like,
that is roughly what I had to pay a speeding ticket over wire transfer.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Your European one, right?
Oh, man. And that costs so much in fees.
Didn't that one have a few bugs on the website? Did anyone have a few bugs on
the
website?
I'm not fucking hacking the EU government. Like.
I think you might have already done that.
I didn't hack it maliciously.
I love that. I didn't hack it maliciously. that's pretty good. Oh my god, I hate.
Like you saw that. You saw.
I know.
Boom.
You could stumbled upon it. Yeah. Last news story.
I wonder if they'll follow it up, but nah.
No way. Last news story here. Capital One hacker Paige Thompson, who she popped. Capital One used to work at Amazon. Her indictment. She got arrested. 30 other organizations. She also popped. Same bug. She would look for misconfigurations in their WAF that allowed the server to access the AWS metadata, and then that would then result in compromise. That's it. This is the whole news story. That's it. I'm done.
The ones where people just do the same bug over and over.
I
kind of did that when I was getting into
the bug bounty thing, right?
I'm like. And it wouldn't always be my bug. Like, I'll just read, new reports and be like, oh, someone's trying this sort of bug.
Yeah.
I'll just try on all the programs I'm kind of familiar with. Boom.
Yeah.
Got there. Sweet.
Good. That's how you make the money, right? You $1,000 bug to $100,000. It's $100,000.
Oh, mate, it was good. But it's also, a lot of effort chasing up because,
so many people just don't want to pay out. That's a duplicate. We already know about that one. Fuck you, you already know.
I'm waiting on some that I found in January.
Ooh, impressive.
And I'm like, I just.
Yeah, there's another one.
I just don't know what
Lucky
to do.
Lucky number 13.
So.
What was that? Send these 20 shillings. Yeah, send these 20 shillings.
There's been a report that apparently bus driver wages are worse since the PTOM has been introduced.
Huh, interesting. Hang on, before you do that...
Public transport operating model?
Davenport NZ just said...
Oh, hey, Dad.
Oh,
if people didn't know, that's my dad. I think people knew.
In my travels in the UK, I've not seen many buses run red lights. Certainly in London it happens. There was another one, 14.
Yeah, that's
Sorry,
easy.
Read out the comments while I bump this up.
Certainly in London it happens, but in smaller places, so rarely. The other day in Hull, I saw a place run a pedestrian crossing red light. I did not get a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Begs the question.
You looking at where that is?
Where the fuck is Hull? Right. Hull.
Probably in Europe, mate.
Hull is... Oh, it's just above New Holland, mate. Yeah, New Holland is just across the river from it. Humber River. I've seen the Humber River.
Have you? In real life?
So that's kind of... I don't know. What do you describe that? The east of England...
I guess so. I don't really. I don't
kind
really
of due east from Leeds.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know Europe that well.
From the
I don't
Humber
know
River.
Well.
Do you call that a river or a inlet?
Well, scroll in. Does it say river or what?
It just says Humber.
Who knows, mate?
But this could be. Oh no, that's a river.
Is it an inlet or an
river? Huis, and that is the River Trent. I know Trent.
Got it. So I don't
you know in Island Bay, there's streets named after rivers in England. There's Trent.
Oh,
there's
really?
Hunter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's not really not something I've thought about.
Whoa. I'm going to... Oh, no. Oh, man.
He put something under the desk and I moved it down.
That was stuck. That was stuck.
No. East Coast Port on the River Hugh as a tribute to Humber River.
River Hugh is a...
Oh, the River Hugh. Oh, River Hull. Okay, that makes more sense.
That wasn't in one of the two I said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I remembered it.
Where's River Hull? Oh, this one. Tiny fucking little one.
A little snaggy boy.
Look at that. Yeah, it goes up. Oh, there's a little canal. I bet you that's a fucking canal. That one there.
I believe you. No reason not to.
England has a lot of fucking man-made canals.
A lot of what, sorry?
Man-made canals.
Mad-made?
Man-made.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, woman-made. Let's
Oh,
be,
was that 15? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I will take your word for it because you're already winning, so you have no incentive to lie.
Yeah, fair enough. 15. Small update on the Choose Lane Safety Assessment Report.
Oh, my baby.
So,
you also stopped in the news of the PTOM thing, but yeah.
Wages are down
Wages are down.
PTO payments. Shit.
Sure, there was another report that said they were all good though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of confusing. Yeah.
Which, for those who may not sure, PTOM was the operating model, the public transport operating
public
model.
Public transport operating model implemented by National in 2013.
Of course,
revised at some point in somewhere, but like not really revised at all.
Because if you ask National, who is to blame for the Wellington bus debacle?
It's not just the Wellington bus debacle.
It's Labour, of course. It's Labour because they are the government when it happened.
It kind of reminds me of 1984 where, like, they're constantly at war with someone.
Yeah, and they just change it.
They're
always
at
war with this person.
Yeah, it's just like...
There was always the party who fucked it up.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hugh's reading 1984 at the moment. Well, just read it and has also got another copy of it.
Yeah, shall I read
What's it called in Spanish?
It's actually just called 1984. So I was
looking. Which kind of makes sense.
I was looking at the on the spine of my book at home. It actually says 1984, like in text. But it doesn't here, which looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
But the front cover looks about the same. Yeah. Oh, it's got English in there because they have a bit of
peace.
I hear the chocolate rations are going up. Yeah.
Ravage, plunder. What's that? Sorry.
I hear the chocolate rations are going up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, because they go down there.
My brother has a song that takes a soundbite. Well, not a soundbite. Like
cyclist runner. Damn, TPP's on it today. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, he takes a soundbite of kind of early-ish in the book where like Winston's like he reaches down and scratches like the ulcer. What's the ulcer on the leg called?
I don't know, boil?
Varicose veins
or
something.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he like leans down and scratches that. And like someone's reading that snippet of the book over one of my brother's like, I can't remember what genre it was back then. Kind of like a...
Electronic-y stuff?
Yeah, electronic.
Yeah.
We'll just be broad there. But anyway, this Jews Lane report...
Yep, another one. The one where we sent them a video of a bus running a red light and they said, we understand everyone has different opinions.
Yep, the one that they're like fully gaslighting us and being like, nah, you're just making these videos up.
It's real weird. They didn't say that. That's the worst thing. They didn't even say, they just said, there are different opinions. We disagree.
Yeah.
What does that even mean when you've just given a video?
And then when I push back on that via just normal email, private email, they're just like... we find nothing of concern.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's the update?
So I did this OIA to them asking for, what did I ask? Like kind of a, I just don't know what you're doing. Ask for.
Carry on. What are you?
All the buses that, of one route. So one route that I knew ran a red light. And.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's how that works. All the buses of one particular route during 1 hour.
Yeah.
1 hour. 1 hour of one day.
Someone has to watch an hour of footage? We do that every Friday, so.
Yeah. So do that. And then for each of them, like, say, whether it has run a bus. Well, I asked for, like, a... snapshot as they cross the intersection line.
Yeah, you asked for every bus that ran a red light on that during that hour. Okay, what did they say?
So I'd already told them about this in private emails before, and they apparently had reviewed the footage within 2 weeks and determined there was nothing of issue.
That's
so,
right, they've already reviewed it.
Yeah, I would have thought if I asked again, but like asked for more specifics, and there's only an hour's worth of footage rather than I think I had 3 hours when I first asked them. It'd probably take, I don't know, not that long.
Yeah.
I waited a month because that's when you have to wait for the OIA. Yeah. I mean, it's meant to be as soon as practical. Halfway through, I was tempted to be like, hey guys, I noticed that you were able to get it in 2 weeks last time, but now it's taking a time. But they've just extended it by 2 months.
2 months.
2 months. So now it's going
to
take
an hour of footage.
3 months total because they have to make consultations with external parties.
Which does make it sound like they've watched it and then thought, oh shit, the report is wrong. It does make it sound like that, doesn't it? Or alternatively, they're like, oh shit, the report's wrong. Can you go out and record some fake video for us? Do you know what I mean? We got to be prepared for that. We should put up a sign somewhere that has the date so we can prove it if it is fake.
Oh my God, we should.
We should do something. Oh, the tree.
Yeah.
The tree will tell us.
Yeah, the tree. The tree will tell us.
The tree. I knew there was a purpose. Right? Because it's in that, it's that direction, right?
Yeah, it's literally.
The tree is an oracle into whether they're lying to us. Because we have the videos from the exact days they're talking about. And we can say, that's the wrong day.
Oh my God.
Look at the tree.
Imagine if they get the people to do it again.
And we find it. And
then we find
it. The tree is like not the same tree. You're
and then we'll be like, how much money did you pay this guy to, to lie? Oh, man, that would look so bad.
It was the secret to the bus factor all along, the tree. That would be so good. I don't think it's likely. The council may be like corrupt in many ways, but I don't think like explicitly lying is one of them.
So I asked what consultations are necessary and inquired why it's going to take an extra 2 months.
Yeah, just basically like, is there anything I can do to make it easier for you?
Yeah.
That's how you phrase it.
But they haven't replied to that because they hate me.
Why would they do that? Yeah.
So, yeah, next update will be in 2 months, most likely.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. I mean, they could do it sooner if they...
It's so weird, though. Like,
maybe they're hoping you'll just, like, lose interest. Little do they know, you've been doing this for 3 years now and haven't lost interest. So... Yeah. I mean, little do they know. No, they should know. They should definitely know. Okay, I think we're about done for today.
I mean, I guess my last email to him was like, "You'll probably never hear from me again." Then,
you're like
later,
a little tsundere about it. Yeah. Oh, never hear from me again. I'm done with you.
I just can't believe they're like trying to imply that we're like doctoring the footage.
Yeah, or whatever they're applying. Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, it is the one thing. Like throughout most of the saga you've been having with them, I've mainly been like, who cares? But this one really strikes a nerve because I just don't get it. We sent a video, and they responded with, "There are different opinions. We don't have a problem with anything. Don't worry about it, bro." Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, like there's a difference between different opinions and
cyclists.
Different facts. It wasn't a cyclist running a red light. He was stopping in the ABS.
Sorry, okay.
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's a difference between different opinions and different facts. Like one is a fact. And
if they had been like, "We don't consider that running a red light because blah."
Yeah.
Then that would be like,
that would have been amazing.
Okay. Okay.
But
fine.
I did pick one that was like red before it ended the intersection.
That one was no opinion involved.
Because I had like a choice of 30 to pick from. And I'm like, this one.
I can't believe we haven't been filming on that day as well. It's so
Right. But not the rest of the week. It's really unfortunate that.
I know. If we had the full week, we could have done the real stats. And be like, this is our report for that week. Here's the but just one day was enough because when they said 3 red lights, I was like, nah.
That entire meeting, because I was there and I was like, 3.
Imagine if you had reviewed the footage before we went through. Or had the laptop or something.
They like, oh, if I had the laptop, I would have just pulled it out like, oh, what about this and this and this and this?
Oh my God, that would have been so good.
Because they offered me to review it on the day.
You should have.
Because they were
it.
Like, if you like, you can look at the footage now.
That's so weird that you couldn't just. Yeah, maybe they didn't want to like give it to you or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there were kind of like privacy concerns, and it's just like, oh, I kind of get it, but like, I'm not in it to see people's faces walking down the streets.
Yeah,
like,
it's public. I can just literally stare at them right now.
Yeah.
Hey there. Hey, dude. Oh, but, someone's smoking. He's vaping. He's not smoking. He's vaping hard.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. Because, literally, I think I waited 3 days because they gave it to me on a Friday. And then on Monday, I was just like, oh, I've just looked at our footage.
Yeah.
We see this. Is it possible if I can, like, look at the footage of this? Like,
yeah.
You offered me on Friday. And they're like, nah, bro. But don't worry, we'll look at it. We'll look at it. 2 weeks later. Oh, we looked at it. It's fine.
It's fine, bro. okay, well, I think we're about done for today.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, are you here next week? I feel like something's coming up.
Yes, I am here next week, I believe.
I'm going away at some point, but not next week. Nah, maybe it's like halfway through the month.
Yeah, I'm here next week.
I think I'm going like on a Wednesday next week or something. I don't know. Okay, well, I think we're about done.
Oh, I don't have you in here. Well, I can't add you.
Rude. Hope everyone has had a good week. Oh, you'll be in Wellington next week. Real? Pippi?
Oh, wait, who?
What? Send me the details. Oh, yeah. In the secret channel. The secret NUP channel.
Yeah.
And
we might be able to get you on the show.
Yeah. Dark Funeral is coming. Oh, okay. I'm hoping that's a band and, like, someone you know didn't die. So.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, well, let's leave this here before we find out about a horrible death. A motorcyclist just ran through a red light. Oh, bend. It's bend. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. Sound like they're metal.
We'll see, man, it's weird, the, like, emojis and Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch emojis is weird. We good?
Yep, I'm good. All right,
we'll
catch
see everyone next week.
Subscribe to Patreon and, like, fucking punch.
Subscribe to Patreon. Good thanks to Pirlo and Weirdball Pepe. For those who don't know, Pepe literally made the ending song. It's a cover of Vinga Bus by Pirlo.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's real good.
There are actually two versions. We've got the second version on. Remember they sent us two versions?
Oh, yeah, with different drums. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Pepe. And we'll see everyone next week.
All right. Catch ya. Badger.
Just went to the wrong one. Sorry. Bye. Libus Vector. Oh yeah.